Recording started.
Good morning and welcome on this glorious, sunny December morning to Reving Sunday Soul Connection. And as always, we like to begin our time together by setting our intention to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect You. And I pray that our lives will be better. Say the truth is the truth that you choose. And pray that these words we are saying will
As always, I like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to deepen down, to connect, to commune with the source of all that is the ground of being, the divine life, the divine light, the divine presence that is everywhere present, that is right where we are, and that we're living, moving, and having our being. Albeit that sometimes we're unconscious of this truth. Albeit that sometimes we remember in our moment of need and forget when things are all right. We are one with the divine intelligence that will illuminate, guide, direct, and provide for us if we can remember to come back to the source of all that is, to ask, to wait, to listen. Too often, as I was walking this morning, I was thinking to myself how I may ask God for something, set my intention and declare, but then I would go around trying to sort it myself. And you know, it's not that God has a temperament or personality like us human beings, because if that was us, if a friend asked us for help and we were about to give them the guidance or the advice or whatever it was, and then we saw that they were ignoring it, we would go off in a huff. But that's not spirit. Spirit does not have human attributes. But it made me conscious of how often we are asking, but then we're not waiting and we're not listening. We're going off to doing our own thing because we want it to happen in a time frame that works for us. Truly, communing, connecting, aligning ourselves with the source of all that is, the ground of our being, requires us to step up in patience, to wait upon the Lord, as the psalmist says, and to be of good courage. Because it's in the courage and in the patience as we're waiting that is so needed that we can trust that the divine life will give us what we need when we need it. But this morning, our Sunday soul theme is, how are we living our life with purpose on purpose? The quote that I sent out yesterday was from Steve Maraboli, who said, "You were put on this earth to achieve your greatest self. to live out your purpose and to do it courageously. You were put here to live out your purpose. And one of the things that I realized as I was thinking how, for many of us, we struggle with what that purpose could be. And I think we confuse our purpose thinking that we're waiting for some sort of grand illumination, that we're supposed to be something like a Mother Teresa in the world, or we're supposed to be the next incarnate of whoever we look up to and admire. But I don't think that is what the purpose of each and every one of our lives is about. Yes, there are those that will strive and will truly make it loud on the world screen, and that's wonderful, that's their purpose. But I think the purpose of every individual that comes onto this earth at this time, their purpose is to be their greatest self, to be their best self, to be each and every day the best version of themselves that they can be. I think that is purpose. Wonderful if along the way you come up with a cure for AIDS or cancer, and that's a wonderful purpose too. But if we are just fulfilling that of being a decent human being, that is purpose enough. That is purpose enough. And so, my beloved, when we're talking about purpose, don't get disheartened or dismayed thinking that you don't have a lofty purpose with which you should be striving for. No. You're striving to be the best version, your greatest self, the self that the world has need of. There are no mistakes in the universe. And so if you are here at this time, then you are here for a valid reason. The universe has need of you. The universe has the need of whatever your essence, your true self is needing to express. The universe has need of that particular form of expression that is unique to you and only you can do. I do not compare myself to anyone else on this earth. I do not compare myself to Oprah, to Mother Teresa, to anyone who I think is worthy, because I in my own capacity am worthy. I'm worthy simply because I'm living and being the best version that I can be on a day-to-day basis. I don't need to compare myself to what anybody else is doing, and neither do you. If you are living, expressing the greatest version of yourself, that's all you need to be concerned with. That's all you need to be about. And trust me, when we're doing that, what is rightfully ours, what is meant to come to us, will come to us. And when we know that we are living our greatest self, when we are living our purpose of being our greatest self, then truly we are expressing the divine life that is within each and every one of us. My sacred text is from Revelations 3:8. And it simply says, I know all the things you do. And I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You see, the divine life that is within us knows what each and every one has a capacity for. And it doesn't matter how long it takes for us to realize it. It doesn't matter whether it's in this lifetime or the next. The source of your being is saying, the time is there, the door is being held open to you. Don't think because you're at a certain age or because you're having a certain experience that it's too late. It is never too late. The divine ground of being says, I have held the door open. Time is irrelevant and no one can stop it. So beloved, come back to the remembrance of who you are at the core of your being. Seek to express this divine essence that is your light and your life, and that is uniquely yours to express. Only you can do it. Sri Chinmoy says, life is given to each human being for a very special purpose. The secret each human being must discover for himself. It's for you to discover how are you showing up at the greatest version of yourself. It's for you to uncover whether you are dimming down your light or letting it shine brightly. It's for you to uncover whether you are truly being authentic in your relationships and in your connection with each other. As you are seeking out what it is within you, what it is that your spirit, your soul, your higher self is needing to express. As you listen, as you heed it, as you start to express it, you are living your life with purpose. A sacred poem from Rumi says, entitled Unfold Your Own Myths, says, don't be satisfied with stories, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myths. Without complicated explanation, so everyone will understand the passage, we have opened you. Again, this wonderful sage is reminding us that you don't have to listen to any other things and stories and narratives that's being told to you about you, things that may have been told to you as you were growing up, that you may have believed because that was how it was fed to you. You don't need to believe these stories. You don't need to believe what others have said. You have to unfold your own purpose, your own myth. Beloved, whilst we are in eternity, I like to think that we are also meant to live in this life, to express in this life the utmost authentic way of being that we can. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, Fulfill Your Purpose. The first quote comes from Rumi again, and it says, there is one thing in the world that you must never forget to do. If you forget everything else and not this, there's nothing to worry about. But if you remember everything else and forget this, then you will have done nothing in your life. That work is the purpose, and each is specific to the person. Our second quote comes from the Science of Mind. Page 231, and Ernest Holmes says, the eyes brighten with friendliness and good cheer when animated by the light of love, joy, faith, or noble purpose. The author writes, one of the great joys in my life is One of the great joys in my life is supporting people in identifying and expressing their purpose. We all have a purpose, which is the fundamental reason for our being together here on planet Earth. We each bring some individualized quality to life in a way that no one else ever has or ever will bring it. When we are living in alignment with our purpose, we are fulfilled. When we elude our primary calling, we suffer and struggle. If you have a purpose statement, make certain you can recite it at a moment's notice. If you haven't put words to a purpose statement, this would be a perfect day to create one. It's easy, because you already have a purpose. All you need are words that express it. Begin by looking back on your life. When have you felt joyously empowered? And what were you doing? Look for patterns or activities where you have made a difference in the lives of others. Then simply write a one-sentence statement that captures the essence of who you have come here to be. My purpose is to reveal and release the power of divine presence in everyone I meet and everywhere I go. What's yours? Beloved, There is nothing more fulfilling. There is nothing more rewarding. There is nothing more our soul needs than for us to live its purpose. And my story is from Stephen Goodyear, entitled Life is Meant to be Lived. Life is to be lived. No excuses, no reservations, no holding back. An enchanting story about violinist Fritz Kreisler tells how he once came across a beautiful instrument he wanted to acquire. When he finally raised the money for the violin, he returned to buy it and learned that it had already been sold to a collector. He went to the new owner's home in order to persuade him to sell him the violin, but the collector said it was one of his prized possessions and he could not let it go. The disappointed Kreisler turned to leave, but then asked a favor. May I play the instrument once more before it's consigned to silence? Permission was granted, and the great musician began to play. The violin sang out a quality of music so beautiful that the collector himself could only listen in wonderment. I have no right to keep that to myself, he said after the musician finished. The violin is yours, Mr. Kreisler. Take it into the world and let people hear it. William Arthur Ward said that if you believe in prayer, pray. If you believe in serving, serve. If you believe in giving, give. For you and I are exquisite violins. Our music is meant to be heard. I want to live my life that way, to take it into the world and live it fully. I'd rather burn out than rust out. I'd rather be used up than die, not having done whatever I could, wherever I would. I'm not talking about wearing ourselves out on overactivity. Happiness is never found in excessive busyness, but it is found in investing our lives in others, saying yes when asking for a hand, volunteering some time for a worthwhile organization, spending an hour with a lonely relative. In the end, I know that my happiness will not have been about or by my ability or my inability. It will have been about my availability. My life is meant to be lived. I love that story for two different reasons. When something is meant for you, it cannot be held back from you. And even though the violin that this wonderful musician so desperately wanted had been sold, when he played it and the collector heard, he realized he would be doing a disservice to the world to not allow this beautiful instrument to be played, and so released it. And I so love the fact that the violinist knew his purpose. And nothing dissuaded him or swayed him from it. And that's the thing. When we're living our passion, when we are truly showing up to being all that we were created to be, that is living life with purpose on purpose. That is truly expressing the creative life force that is within each and every one of us. It is living. It is authentic living. Eleanor Roosevelt said that the purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experiences. When we are living our life with purpose, we are truly living life. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, to the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and flow, the contraction, the expansion. We can go for days or weeks without food or water, but we can only go for moments without the breath. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made us, it is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. So let us be conscious and intentional as we breathe in the life-giving breath of God. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. My breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in courage. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out purpose. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. This is my breath as I breathe out purpose. Courage. Purpose. courage. Cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let's take a moment to think about what is our purpose. How do you see yourself living authentically and with purpose, on purpose? Take a moment, see in your mind's eye how you'd like your week to unfold, to be intentional. And all is as we are seeing, we are holding the mental equivalent of what that experience feels like. Preparations are being made for Christmas. See yourself calmly, patiently, getting done all that needs to be done. See your relationships, your interactions, peaceful and calm and harmonious. See yourself at peace and not agitated or impatient. Allow yourself the gift of this season. Of light, of love coming into the world. Take a deep breath in. Bring your attention into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is a presence, a power, a life force, an energy that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. We know that there is nowhere where God is not. And we know that we can move beyond the names and labels and identifications. We try to limit the infinite, the ground of being. So it doesn't matter whether we refer to God as Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Brahma. We simply come into the awareness that we are one with the infinite intelligence, the source of all that is, the creator of life. So in this awareness, as we consciously commune, we know that we are living, moving, having our being, the divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, that is God. We know that right where we are, every need is met. As we open in our hearts and minds to living our life with purpose and on purpose. As we recognize that everything we need is already within. That we are here to express our truest and most authentic self and way of being. And that it doesn't need to look like anyone else's. Spirit has need of us just as we are. And so, Divine Beloved, source of all that is, ground of being, let us be open and ready to express authentically our true nature, our God nature, to live our life with purpose on purpose, to recognize that we are unique in our way and how we express the divine life force within us, and that the world has need of us in our unique way to share our unique gifts, to live our unique purpose at this time. We hold in our hearts all those that are in need of a healing at this time, whether they be on this call or in the home or hospital or hospices. We know that yours is the divine life force that resides in every cell, that quickens, that renews, that restores our physical organic form. So we speak this word for their healing right here, right now. We speak this word for the doctors, nurses, and all those involved in the healing of each and every individual. That they may be guided to work with compassion to bring about whatever is needed for that person. We speak this word for those that are grieving the loss of loved ones at this time. Christmas is a particularly hard time, and I know that many people will be at a loss. We ask that the angels comfort them, grant them the peace that passes all human understanding, and let them know that love is eternal, it never dies. We speak this word for everything that is happening in this world, that is happening across this globe, be it Europe, in Africa, Asia, the States, England. There seems so much confusion and turmoil. So we speak this word for peace in the hearts and minds of men. We speak this word for the recognition that we are one kind, we are humankind, that we belong to one another. We speak this word now, that there is an acceptance and a recognition of brotherhood and sisterhood. We speak this word that all people may be at peace, that all people may have their needs met, that all people may respect each other's individual right to express their unique self and their unique purpose. Divine Beloved, source of all that is, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For you said, before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands over your heads and say out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your side, palms facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
And so our first affirmation comes from our sons of my needing. Today I release any thoughts
Today I release any thoughts.
that no longer serve me.
That no longer serve me.
And open to the fullness and richness of my life.
And open to the fullness and richness of my life.
As I live my life on purpose.
As I live my life
on purpose.
Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. If anyone has hurt or harmed me. Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. And so, my beloved, as we come towards the end of our Sunday soul for this morning. My closing benediction is very simple. Today, consider the spiritual gifts God gave you, the unique and precious talents you bring to the world. Be a light to those around you and bring glory to God. Heavenly Father, perform the wonders through each and every one of your children's efforts and shine through them brightly. So my song for you today as we close is, let me just find it for you. It is David Dunn, entitled This Christmas. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, and again next Sunday. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God is with us.
Every last drop. Exquisite. David Dunn, this is Christmas. Wishing you a very blessed and beautiful and a happy Sunday until we meet again.
Thank you.